We get things started this hour by being joined in studio by a talented trio of folks who are with us to talk about the upcoming Framing Maine event. It'll be on November 8th at the University of Maine, and it's the third annual Framing Maine. We're joined in studio by authors Paul Dworen and Kristen Lindquist, and from the university and the anthropology department, Craig Ettinger, who's putting this whole thing together. Craig, welcome, and for anybody who's not aware, can you talk a little bit about what Framing Maine is all about?
Yeah, thanks, Rich. Framing Maine is a speaker series that's really designed to bring people to the campus who have played a large role in how people think and feel about the state of Maine. Most of those people come from the creative arts, like Paul and Kristen, who are writers. Last year, as you know, we had Bill Green for our inaugural event, and then David Mallett in the spring. But I'm really looking for people who are not necessarily academics, but their work in creative fields has played a large role in how people think about our state.
Well, Paul, of course, the author of the Mike Bowditch series of books. Kristen, known for your work in poetry, including the book Tourists in the Known World. Obviously, for both of you, Maine plays a huge impact in what you do. Kristen, let's start with you. What is it about Maine that inspires your writing?
Probably number one would be landscape. I'm a descriptive poet, and I think the landscape itself is inspiring.
And Paul, what about you? I mean, you can set your stories anywhere, but what is about Maine that lends itself to your work?
Well, the ironic thing, of course, is that Maine is one of the safest places in the country. And, you know, I have racked up a pretty impressive body count over the course of nine
exactly.
novels.
Yeah, it's Jessica Fletcher like, for goodness
yes,
sakes.
Yeah. You know, but Maine, I think, is one of the last really authentic places in the United States. I mean, people are authentic. You have, as Kristen was saying, just this incredible landscape. But there's also, I mean, there's not one Maine. You know, I don't have to tell you that, but of course, most of the world has this idea, right? It's, you know, it's lobsters and lighthouses, and I just like sort of bringing, you know, the multiple Maines that I know to audiences around the world, frankly. So it's fun. There's no, you know, I'm not running out of ideas anytime soon.
And you mentioned the landscape, but what is it about the character and the people of Maine that also lead to interesting stories and interesting creations?
Okay. I think I'm back here with my mic now. Sorry. Growing up in Maine, you hear the Maine voices, and Maine people are very connected to the landscape of their home. I mean, if you ask people what's important to them, I think more than a lot of other places, they're going to point to something in their landscape. So people have a way of talking about their landscape, telling stories about the places around them that reveal, I think, something about the main character quite a bit.
What about you, Paul?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, Maine people are interesting, and I have a really bad habit of, you know, going everywhere and just paying attention to who I'm seeing, you know, across the McDonald's or whatever it is, and getting ideas, and there have been times actually where I've really put in something in one of my books that's straight from something I've seen, and you know,
my can't make this stuff up.
You can't make it up. But my editor will say, "Oh, that's totally unrealistic. You know, that would never happen." And I'm like, "You need to get to Maine more."
Well, that's good advice for anybody. Craig, obviously, this is great to showcase the talents of Maine and the inspiration that Maine's providing to people. But I also think this is likely to inspire some people as well, whether it's students or people who live here, to take a look around, but maybe to advance their own creative pursuits.
I think you're absolutely right. I was just speaking with a class earlier today, and I said that so far our audience has skewed a little bit towards the gray hair like myself. But I would love to see more students come, because I think that's one of the things I want to do, is inspire people who are in the creative world or imagining themselves in a field like that to learn from the people who are actually doing it and making a living from it, how to tell Maine stories in creative ways, how to be inspired by the places around them, how to look for those details. The topic of, or the title of this talk on November 8th with Paul and Kristen is An Eye for Detail. And both of their work, whether it's Kristen's poems or Paul's novels, feature this really nuanced, layered look at Maine places and people. And I think that has to be learned. Not everybody is just born with the gift of being able to see those kinds of subtle things when they look around them, whether it's in the woods or in a city. And people can be trained to be those kinds of observers and then to use that material as an inspiration for their art. So that's what I hope this series does.
We're talking about the Framing Maine event coming up on November 8th. Craig Ettinger from the University of Maine with us, along with Paul Dworen and Kristen Lindquist, and another friend of the show, Monica Wood, will be a part of this as well. Monica was on with us to talk about her play Papermaker, and she certainly understands how the people and the landscape of Maine can contribute to a good story.
Yeah, Monica was actually at our wedding, and I dedicated my third book to her.
Oh, really?
Yes, because she saved my bacon on that book. I had turned in a manuscript that was a little not what everybody wanted it to be, and Monica sat down with me over a cup of tea, and we solved the problems of the world, you know, or at least the problems of my book.
I love that. Now, of course, we had a little taste of it today with those snow flurries in the early morning hours, and we know what's coming. How does that factor into it, the long, occasionally depressing winters? How does that impact a writer's approach to their work?
I think it's perfect for a writer because so much of the work you do is interior, and always look forward to the winter as a time to create and turn inward and produce. And also the change of the seasons, I think, has a big influence on creative work. I don't think I could be as productive if I were living, you know, on the equator and not seeing that change from spring to summer to fall to winter. But yeah, I know a lot of writers who look forward to winter as that sort of stretch where they're really going to be able to focus on their work and not be outside as much.
Does that time of year make you more productive, Paul?
I wish I could say yes, but actually what makes me productive is having a deadline for a book, you know, knowing that there's a check waiting on the other side of that thing. I don't want to sound too mercenary about it, but you know, the title of the program is An Eye for Detail, and I think that is something that Kristen and I have in common as writers, even though we work in different mediums. We use writing to really observe the world around us through our five senses, and I think, you know, it's something that people who are teaching writing, it's something that they can use is to teach young people, hey, you know, it's not just what something looks like, but what do you smell? What do you taste? What do you hear? And, you know, I think what characterizes both our work is that they're very, you know, they're steeped in those kinds of sensory details, you know, which put people in the moment.
Kristen, as important as I hear both of you talking, I think about the people we've talked with today, from you two to great songwriter Jimmy Webb. Is it important for people who want to be creative and tap into that side, writers, musicians, how important is it to slow down? And because I think we're always in such a rush, we've always got our faces in technology now. How important is it for creative people to take more time observing the world around them?
Definitely to slow down, observe the world around you, but also to slow down with your own work and take time to go back to it. Editing and revision, I think, is a very important part of, you're not just spewing it out there and it's perfect. You need to go back and look at it and hone it and shape it and make it into a piece of art.
Great advice indeed. So Craig, for anybody who would like to be a part of this event and see it, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to go to our website, which is just framingmaine.com. Framing Maine is all one word, and E at the end, of course. And from there, they can get all the information they want about the event. They can read bios of Paul and Kristen and Monica, and they can go to the Eventbrite website to get tickets. It's free, but we do ask people to register in advance so that we can get a good head count.
All right, and it's coming up on Thursday, November 8th, Framing Maine. You want to get up there and take advantage of it. Craig, Paul, Kristen, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's a real pleasure.